Welcome back to the Gwinnett Chambers Global Chamber Mixer at the Gas South District. We are interviewing representatives from all the different chambers here tonight, and joining me now from the Georgia-Pakistan Business Council is Imran Niazi. Imran, thank you so much for stopping by. Tell us about the Pakistan Business Council.
Thank you very much for having me here. I really appreciate it. It's like a mixer of global chamber. It's a great event. This is my third year attending this event. The Georgia-Pakistani Business Council, we try to help Pakistani businesses in Georgia who wants to develop any manufacturing or build up an office, especially in Gwinnett County. We help them to set up their businesses.
You know, when you think of a lot of the international businesses and organizations in our area, of course, you think of the Hispanic organizations, the Korean organizations, maybe not as many of the Pakistan organizations, but you got some great businesses, some great restaurants, I can tell you that, in the area. About how many Pakistani businesses are there in the metro Atlanta area?
Pakistani, I believe we don't have exact count, but most likely we're going to have like 30,000 people live around metro area. And as a business owner, I mean, we have a lot of restaurants. I mean, we own a lot of gas stations.
Yeah.
That's our like bread and butter, basically. We own a lot of hotels in this area. Not the manufacturing, mostly like services businesses, like insurance companies. I own personally myself a construction company, so there's a lot of construction people here in Georgia also.
What is it about Georgia that is so attractive for these companies to come here?
Question number one is like the weather. I think we have a great weather. I was 2 weeks ago, I was in Texas, and it's really hot.
Yeah.
It's really hot. And I said, I'm a blessing that I live in Georgia. Basically, we can see all the four weathers in one day. We literally can see the four weathers one day. And then also, the business environment, I think, is pretty good here. Especially if I talk to Gwinnett County, because I live in Gwinnett County for the last 32 years. Gwinnett County gives us a lot of support for the new business. And especially Gwinnett Chambers helps a lot through with the partnership Gwinnett too.
Let's talk more about Gwinnett County. What does an event like the one we're having tonight say about Gwinnett's international business community?
I think it's great. I'm also involved with the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. I'm a chairman club member. I'm also the board of director for the chamber. Chamber really focused to grow in international business in Gwinnett County. I know the count, maybe we have more than 800 international businesses in just Gwinnett County. For different countries.
Yeah.
Or maybe more, I'm not sure, but I think it's more than we can do in Gwinnett County.
What I love about you is that, you know, you've got your construction company and you've done so much in this county, and you give back because you are on the board of directors and you are a chairman's club member. Yeah. Why is it important for you to be so involved?
So it goes like, you know, I would say about 10 years ago. So I was thinking, like, I live in Gwinnett County, but I don't know anyone. I don't know who's my chairman, I don't know the board of directors, or who the police commissioner. So that time I decided I want to get involved to just to familiar with the Gwinnett County and all the people who serve with the Gwinnett County. I served in Gwinnett County as the planning commissioner board for 2022, and I left January 2025.
I've seen you walking around tonight. Have you had a chance to enjoy some of the food?
Yes, I did. I mean, mostly style. I went there, it looks like a lot of big line. I skipped it, but I did try Asma Cuisine. They have a good food. Then I tried tacos, it was good. And then my favorite is La Medallion.
Really?
French Bakery.
Oh, okay.
We go all the time there. I mean, their chocolate cookies are great.
You sound like me. You've got a little bit of a sweet tooth. Mm. I've got to try the tacos myself, so I'm looking forward to getting over there. For those that would like to find out more about the Georgia-Pakistan Business Council, what's the website?
GeorgiaPakistanBusinessCouncil.com.
Easy enough.
Easy enough.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.